All right, it is Monday Money Minute time once again with Patriot Asset Advisors. Jonathan Taylor is here. Who are we talking about today, Jonathan?
Mr. Bob Seger. Are you a fan?
I am a huge fan. I would listen to him sing the phone book. I really would. He could clear his throat for 4 minutes and I'd listen to it.
What about that song, Old Time Rock and Roll?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, that was a big hit, but you know what? It could be Bob's biggest business mistake, Mike.
Why?
Well, that was released in 1979, stayed on the charts for 22 weeks, reaching number 28. Pretty good, right?
And then there was that movie, what, Risky Business, Tom Cruise and the underwear and all that?
Yeah.
Sure, that didn't hurt either.
No. So, well, the reason it might have been is, you know, misstep for Bob was he did not originally write the song, but when it was brought to him to record, he rewrote several verses, and the other two writers said they would share the royalties three ways with Bob.
Okay.
So, this is interesting. Bob thought it would be a deep cut, Mike, at best. So,
yeah.
He told them he would pass and let them have the credit.
Oops.
So, well, as we all know, that song's been in the public for, what, decades now, Mike?
Oh, my gosh,
yeah. So, and you mentioned Risky Business starring Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
Used the song.
Yep.
It entered the charts again after that movie, and it reached number 48.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So it's been used on commercials for Hardee's, Domino's Pizza, Frisky's Cat Food, just to name a few.
Oh, my gosh.
And then it was the flagship song for Guitar Hero World Tour.
Oh, man.
But that one song has made millions many times over and still producing big numbers today.
Yeah.
But, Mike, I'm not going to feel sorry for Bob. He's been doing all right financially. He's estimated to be worth about $60 million. He does regret the decision, but life is full of shoulda, coulda, woulda moments, Mike.